The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, the 27th of April here at Free Fire Radio, broadcasting on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Be back tomorrow, 7:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did, man. 3-day birthday celebration. It was awesome.
That's right. Gosh, all the way up to 35 now?
Yeah, 35.
Jeez. Yeah. You know, I have uniforms older than you. No, I do. I still wear it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Physical
still,
studs
still
that
fit
I am.
Well?
Still fit.
Nice.
A little bit large.
Okay. Wow.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, that
yeah.
Is.
That's a good sign. Yeah, see, so when were you born? What year?
71.
71?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me think here.
You're going to dox me on the air, huh?
I can't be right.
I'm 55.
Yeah. 80, 90, 71?
71. Do you need a calculator?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Well, then, while you're doing that.
And you were born in 1971.
71, yep. While you're doing that, National Prime Rib Day, National Babe Ruth Day.
Uh-huh. No, you know you weren't. You were born in 81. Because 2026, and you have 71, 1 from 6 is 5, 7... From 12 is 55.
Yep, that's my real age. Did you know that?
What? That you're 55?
I really am, yeah.
Well, I would not gone for that at all.
No.
I would have gone for 35, maybe 40.
Yeah. No, I ask people, how old do you think I am? And they tell me, like, 38. I'm like, that's a really good guess. Yeah, all the men on my dad's side of the family, we all look 10 to 15 years younger.
No, I would have never thought that.
I know. Thank you.
But after you know, after you and I have sat down and talked so much, you know, about your history and where you've been and all that, that should have told me something. But, you know, he told me 35 the other day. I went, oh, okay. So when you just said 71, and I went, you were born then. So I don't have uniforms
older than me.
No, I don't.
You probably look older than me.
Well, let me think here. Nope, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. But 35, I had you. Okay, so what national day is it?
It's National Prime Rib Day.
Oh. Okay.
National Babe Ruth Day.
National Babe Ruth Day. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
That's it. Just those two.
Okay. Well, Ulysses S. Grant was born this day in 1822. So that's what I wanted to add.
Okay.
Did you go to Cool April Nights?
I did not, only because my birthday party was scheduled on Friday, so I was not able to go to the cruise.
Okay. Well, you know what? I did not get to the cruise either, but I've been there before several times. But here's the big thing. 2,000 cars.
Yeah.
They had to limit it to 2,000. They had more entries. And for the big show on Saturday, I mean, there was just not even getting close to that place.
Yep.
And the weather held.
That was good.
Mostly. Held mostly. And then until yesterday. So it was another huge success. And thank you for everybody that puts on the Cool April Nights. They're all volunteers. And understand they're getting paid. They're getting raises next year of 100%, which means 100% of nothing is nothing.
Congratulations.
Yes, you're just like the Reading Rodeo Association. 100% of Reading Rodeo. All the volunteers, yeah, we line up for those big paychecks every week coming in. So, and if anything, we're spending money. We do get I think you get reimbursed. I don't know. I've never been reimbursed. Never put in for reimbursement. But I can't think of anything to be reimbursed for.
Gasoline. How about that?
Well, no, not even that. Oh, no, of course not. Nah. No. Jeez. Hey, today a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms before 3 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m., then a slight chance of thunderstorms after 5 p.m., but mostly sunny with a high near 69. Tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny with a high near 77. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 83. Thursday, a high near 87. Friday, high 84. All of these are sunny all the way through to Saturday night. And then next Sunday, a slight chance of rain, but mostly sunny with a high near 78. So it's going to dry out starting tonight all the way through Saturday. And with 87 degree temperatures on Thursday. So, wow. So it's going to probably dry up all the, hopefully, the arenas.
Yeah.
So we're working there. And the rodeos starting on the 13th. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, gives discounts for seniors and veterans, the Kenny family. Been doing this for close to 30 years, and a whole three generations of the Kenny family working there. Provides outstanding service, great people, and have discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Of course, big news, Saturday night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where it was packed, 2,000 people in the Washington Hilton. And Trump was his first time there for a while. He'd been back there, and I think in, gosh, what was it, 2011? When Obama was president. And that's when Obama said, you know, made jokes about Trump saying he'll never be up here.
Yeah.
And some people have said that kicked it off. And who knows? But this guy by the name of, oh gosh, what is it? Cole Thomas Allen out of California.
Yep.
31 years old, a former engineering student, part-time teacher, and worked in video game development, and was also a blogger like you.
No. So,
yep. Do I have to worry about you?
No, he
wasn't a blogger. Allegedly traveled across country, arrived at the hotel, and checked in as a guest. And he was armed with a shotgun, a handgun, and multiple knives at the time of the confrontation. He appeared to be targeting members of the Trump administration, since his manifesto said that's what he was going to do. And he sent to his parents or his family members. One Secret Service agent was struck by gunfire. And it hit his bullet-resistant vest. And in fact, he's already been released. No fatalities. They got the guy down. And if you saw the different, I don't know if you did. You watch any of the film on it?
Yeah.
Where he ran through.
Yep.
I mean, when he ran through the first time, I thought it was a dog.
Okay.
You know, because it's kind of blurry.
Very fast.
And
man,
that guy went through there quick. And that Secret Service officer, he's looking to the other side, and this guy goes running by. Guns coming out, other guns are coming out, and the firing begins. Anyway, another thing that if you noticed, if you watched it, there was a Secret Service guy. There was Trump, the family, J.D. Vance, yep. Exit, they're all there. And this Secret Service guy, who looks like he's like 6'4", jumps up on the podium or the stage and stands right in front of the president.
Oh, yeah.
The president was still there, and he's standing there in front. That was his job.
That's his job, yeah.
That's his job, and he's standing there. Meanwhile, they're moving people off the stage, and the correspondents were groveling and crawling along the floor, which is a good idea. I'm not knocking that at all.
No, but I mean,
no,
it looks funny.
When you got Secret Service all yelling, get down, get down! Boom, they are under the tables, and of course, they're media people.
Yeah.
So they're trying to record it with their
phones. Yeah.
Their phones. It's not working. Anyway, President Trump was not hurt. Was not, and that guy never even got into the, Never even got into the ballroom, of course, because there's concentric levels of security.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And by the time you get to the ballroom, I imagine you've got to go through at least two, maybe even three lines
of
security. You know. And so also people have been talking about maybe it's time to move it from the Hilton.
Yep.
And the guy planned it, obviously. He had a room, came there, and I maybe thought he could just dash through and break into the room. If he had gotten into the room armed, it could have been nasty. I don't know if Trump would have been injured. However, this is what? This is the third attempt.
Yeah.
On his life.
And, probably more that we don't know about.
Oh, yeah, there is. I mean, it's just like for Obama. I mean, how many, you know, a lot of people disliked Obama, and I'm not sure about Biden. I don't even know if they even noticed he was there. But, no, you'll never hear about all of them. And, but in this case, you think maybe it's time to roll down the rhetoric a little bit. Mainstream media and some of you people out there. I mean, I know there's other people celebrating right now and putting it on social media.
Yeah.
Oh, too bad he didn't get through. I mean, there are people out there like that right now.
Yeah, there are.
And we need to dial it back, my friends.
For as many media people that were there,
yeah.
It's funny that they couldn't get the story right for several hours.
Well, no, because you know they want to get clickbait,
of course, and
they're going to throw anything out there they can. Okay, let's take a quick break, and I think we have our community calendar rolling through, and we'll be right back.
Listen to the music, how it makes you feel good when you feel it. Give me a sign. I sing or dance along, you get the feeling real good.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Falcon by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at WeddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart racing, rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey Block Beverage, S&L Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit WeddingRodeo.com.
Shasta County is built by real people. Families working hard, small business owners taking risks, neighbors who care about this community. But in District 1, too many decisions are made without the people living with the consequences. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for District 1 Supervisor to fight for the people who make this county work, to protect public safety, strengthen mental health services, and defend taxpayer dollars with accountability. This seat doesn't belong to insiders or politicians. It belongs to the people. It's time to take back our seat.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2026.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We have Anne-Marie on the phone with our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Redding. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Okay, Anne-Marie, light it up.
Good Monday morning, everyone, and happy 35th. Birthday, Alex.
Yeah, 35th. You know what? You know what? He says, well, did you believe me? I went, if there's truth, there should be no untruth.
Yeah. We could have a little fun with the birthdays. It's okay.
Okay. No, I mean, he had me totally, you know, he has not a line on his face.
Good living, man. Good living.
Good living. Oh, yeah. That's what I heard. Yeah, that, well, I heard that drugs preserve you indefinitely. Look at, what's that guy's name from Rolling Stones? Keith Richards.
I think something else sustains him.
I don't know. I'm not sure what it is. Anyway, good morning, Emery.
Well, good morning. Today, Monday, April 27th, is National Babe Ruth Day, honoring one of the greatest players in the game of baseball. The month of April ends this Thursday, April 30th, which is National Adopt-a-Shelter Pet Day. And National Military Brat Day. And I'm a proud brat right here. The month of April is also the month of the military child. As we roll into May this week, the theme this coming month is National Military Appreciation Month. May 1st is Silver Star Service Banner Day, remembering our many service members wounded in combat, those that are sick, and those dying. May 1st is also National Loyalty Day, honoring and recognizing love of our country and the many freedoms we enjoy every day. Just a few dates to note this week. Do you have an American flag that is tattered, torn, frayed, or worn out? There is a flag retirement box in the lobby of the Shasta County Veterans Services Office, 1855 Court Street in downtown Redding. The flag retirement boxes are courtesy of the National Association of Counties. You can find an additional retirement box at 1450 Court Street, Suite 308 in the lobby area of the County Administrative Office located on the third floor. This Friday, May 1st, look for the opening of Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge in Redding. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org. This event will run on select nights, May 1st through June 28th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Enjoy illuminated gardens, pathways, displays, interactive exhibits, and more. For more details on this year's Glowing Wild event, go to turtlebay.org. This weekend, May 1st and May 2nd, look for the Bill Schmidt Memorial Race as NASCAR returns to the Shasta Speedway, located at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. For tickets and additional information, visit ShastaSpeedway.com. The annual Boomtown Festival will take place this Saturday, May 2nd. At Claringle Park in the city of Shasta Lake, look for activities to start with a pancake breakfast at 7 a.m. at the Ashby Fire Station, followed by the parade at 10 a.m. along Shasta Dam Boulevard. This family-friendly event features vendors, food, live entertainment, a health fair, craft fair, and more. For additional information, visit ShastaDamboree.org and visit Shasta Damboree INC on Facebook. This Saturday, May 2nd, check out a golf tournament fundraiser for Caring Heroes, a horse rescue group that provides a service for our veterans and first responders. The golf tournament will begin at 9 a.m. on Saturday at Club Tucker, located at 6241 Turn Creek in Reading. For more details, check out Caring Heroes on Facebook. On Saturday, May 2nd, look for the Northern California Authors Fair and Book Sale starting at 10 a.m. at Lake Reading Park, 2250 Benton Drive. The event will run 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Meet dozens of local authors and get a few books from the fair. This event is being hosted by the Reading Writers Forum Group. You can catch Swan Lake by International Ballet Stars this Saturday, May 2nd, 7 p.m. at the Cascade Theater, located at 1731 Market Street in Reading. For tickets and more information, visit cascadetheater.org. On Sunday, May 3rd, there will be a community breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center, located at 2081 Frontier Trail in Anderson. The breakfast is $10 and runs 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. with lots of traditional breakfast options available. For more details on the Frontier Senior Center and for an additional list of activities that they offer, visit FrontierSeniorCenter.com. The Cottonwood Certified Farmers Market will run the first and third Sundays starting in May and going through October, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 20595 Gas Point Road. Opening day for the market will be Sunday, May 3rd. Now, next Monday, I am off, but I wanted to remind everyone about the annual Mother's Day weekend Cottonwood Rodeo taking place next weekend, May 9th and 10th at the Bobby Jones Arena. There will also be some great events happening that week in connection, and of course, the rodeo parade will be next Saturday, 10 a.m., Front Street to Main Street in Cottonwood. Also, the Reading Rodeo is debuting their launch party on Saturday, May 9th, which will kick off Rodeo Week in Reading. For tickets and a list of activities for the launch party, head over to readingrodeo.com. And again, this is next weekend. Have a great week, everyone. I'm Anne-Marie with your community calendar and just a sample of upcoming events. Till next time.
Well, thank you so much, Anne-Marie. Well, you have a good day off next week. And, well, enjoy yourself there. And thank you very much. And our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services right here in Reading. If you're looking for home insurance, auto insurance, commercial liability, surety bonds, and much more, Siskiyou Insurance Services. Give them a call at 234-2345, and they're located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading. And let's take a quick break.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. We're calling in the bot. There's 7:33 in the morning, and we may be getting some storms today. Woo. Or it could be sunny. How you like that, friend?
Two extremes.
Or it could be sunny. So, hey, Turtle Bay, Glowing Wilds, getting ready to start, my friends. It's open daily from starting May 1st. Open daily. That starts this Friday, May 1st. And then you can go to the Glowing Wild at night. It's going to be a great time. It starts and you can get your tickets at Turtle Bay and go during the day too, but the lights aren't on. So that starts this week, May 1st. So get your tickets from Glowing Wild and from Turtle Bay. I think it's .org. Yeah, turtlebay.org. I'm here with the Veterans Home, Darlene McCusker.
Good morning,
Carl. She has to be turned on. Darlene McCusker.
Here I am.
Here you are.
Good morning, Carl.
Well, you know, those little buttons you push there. You know, I know that you're...
I'm just getting used to it, yeah.
It's your advanced age. You know, you're going to start losing some of these things.
I can't believe it's just the two of us.
It is just the two of us here. So, How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, it's Monday. So far, so good.
The day is young.
Where were you this morning?
Where was I this morning? Yeah. I was leaving my house.
Oh, you live that close?
Yes.
Wow.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's going on? I've been seeing all types of stuff on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You all are just partying hardy at the veterans home.
We do try. We have a wonderful activities team. Mark is not able to be with us today, but
yeah.
They are so creative and they're so clever and they really, really work hard and they plan months in advance. They're planning uh-huh. events and activities and outings mm-hmm. for our residents.
Wow, they've been...
They're busy.
Do they even have a chance to come home and eat dinner and go to bed? I mean,
our activities is very busy. They actually plan three separate calendars for the home every single month. So they do one calendar for our assisted living site, and then they do one for our memory care unit and one for our skilled nursing unit.
Okay.
Just different abilities and different things.
You ever watch Landman?
I have watched that before,
with Billy Bob Thornton?
Yes.
And they have a seniors home. In this, have you seen those?
I haven't seen enough episodes.
Oh, well, you
know
Billy Bob's wife, who is
yes.
kind of out there.
A little bit.
And she has adopted the senior citizens home.
Oh, I have not
seen
that.
She and her daughter. Oh my, yeah. OMG. she comes in and she brings her margarita maker and they have music and then she's taking them to dance clubs.
Oh.
You might say,
yeah, we don't do those.
Yeah, and the owner of the dance club is going, "What do you expect from me?" She says, "I expect you to for them to be able to sit here and enjoy themselves." And she takes them in the facility bus. It is hilarious. It's one of those sidebars that they have, and it is hilarious.
Well, we do have there. Happy hour.
Well, see.
We do. Linda has performed at Happy Hour.
Linda has.
She has.
Linda will perform at Happy Hours for no charge at all.
Okay, I'm going to tell Mark.
It may cost you a little bit in margaritas, but still, no. It seems like you're continually having these activities, which is really cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mark and I have talked about it before, and I never really understood, there's actually thought that goes into these activities. You know, there's a purpose behind every activity that they plan, you know, whether it's cognitive or, you know, motor skills, whatever it is, there's always a reason. Like, we're not just, you know, playing cards. We're not just doing a craft. We're not just playing bingo. Like, everything is designed, and, you know, there's a lot of thought put into it to enrich their lives, you know. We are taking care of them like we would take care of our own parents and grandparents, and, you know, they deserve it.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a lot of fun. That is incredibly super because it's the job, I'm sure, is not easy. But everybody that I talk to out there is very appreciative.
Yeah,
of,
we have great residents.
Yeah, your residents, and that makes a difference. But then if your residents are happy, and that's because of the work
we do. We have great staff.
I mean, it is like a circle there. They're happy because of the way they're treated and all the events
mm-hmm.
they have. And tell us a little bit about the Veterans Home here. Do you remember when it was first opened?
October 25th of 2013.
Okay.
So we're about to hit 13 years open.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Us and Fresno are the newest homes. So Fresno was a week before or a week after our opening.
Okay. So that's the 13 years then.
Mm-hmm.
And gosh, time's flown.
Mm-hmm. I've been there almost 4 years already. I can't even believe that.
Wow. And is there three or two different sections to it?
I mean, technically it's two different levels of care. One is residential care facilities for the elderly, which is an assisted living level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can still do certain activities of daily living, you know, dress themselves, bathe themselves,
they
do their
own laundry.
They
can still drive. Some of them are still driving and get along fine.
You know, yeah. Have a golf pass and they go golfing every day, you know. Whatever they want to do, they're free to come and go. And then we have the skilled nursing, and that is split into two different neighborhoods. One is a 30-room neighborhood for memory care, so Alzheimer's or dementia patients, residents, and the other is a 30-room just regular skilled nursing.
Okay. And the skilled nursing is memory care and...
Yeah, memory care for 30 rooms, and then just regular skilled nursing. Just need more help.
And how many rooms are there?
We have 150 rooms, and we can have up to 153 residents, because on the residential care side, we have 3 rooms that are slotted for married couples.
Okay.
And those can be veteran-veteran couples. They can be veteran-non-veteran couples. And last year, they were all empty, and then we got one in August, and then boom, boom, they're all full right now.
And if, say, the military veteran passes, mm-hmm. his spouse is still able to stay there,
yes,
even if they're non-military.
Correct. We keep the spouse, and then, you know, when they do pass on as well, they get the full, we do a memorial for everybody who passes,
yes.
You know, a big joint memorial, and you know, we try to hold them monthly, but there's some months that we just don't need them, which is wonderful.
Which is wonderful.
It's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, if a non-veteran spouse passes as well, then they're, you know, they're honored just the same way.
Sure. Well, they also can be interred
mm-hmm.
in the
out at
National.
Igo.
Yeah, at Igo at mm-hmm. the Veterans Cemetery there.
And Igo's stunning. It is beautiful. They do a great job out there.
They really do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I remember when I first moved here, it was, gosh, 07.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went out to Igo, and it was nothing like now. I mean, I don't know how many, 5,000, 6,000?
I don't know.
Veterans interred out there. But
I think that's about how many.
That whole front area was just wide open.
When you first come in the gate?
Oh, yeah, it was just wide open.
Yeah,
there wasn't anything there.
I feel
they
like
had
it's
some
half
in the
full
back.
Now.
Well, in that front area.
That one section off to the right when you go in is about half full, but
yeah,
that whole circle
but
where
the
flags
circle
are.
Is, that's, that seems to be full.
It looks full to me. I don't
full.
Know what they're, you know, I don't know
I mean,
how
they've
got to
be so far apart and all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking about, can I pick one little spot out? You can make a reservation, but you can't pick the spot because I plant like a tree or a mulberry bush. Something. No. Okay.
Yeah, no, they do a great job out there. The services are beautiful. And I go out to a bunch of resource fairs here and there, and I had the pleasure of being at one last year that the county VSO put on, and a couple of representatives from IGO were out there, and you can get pre-verified for eligibility. You don't have. It's easier if
you do it while
you are living.
Yes.
You know, reach out to the cemetery and confirm.
Bring out your DD-214.
Right, and then you know it's smooth sailing once that does happen.
You know, it's funny. You know, my mom and dad wanted to be buried in Wilson, North Carolina. The mom toward the end there was rethinking it, but no decision was made. So they're in a those little mausoleum where the cremains are put. Nobody lives there. My sister doesn't live there.
Oh.
I mean, I live. And so we thought about
transferring them?
Yeah, transfer them to Chattanooga, where my sister is, because they have a veteran cemetery there. But a Native American friend of mine said,
that's bad juju, probably.
Yeah, you know, that's
don't
where they wanted
them.
To be. Do you really want to disturb them? And that's all it took, because we could have done it. It wouldn't have been that costly. If anything, because they bought this forever spot, we would have probably gotten some money back. Not that that makes any difference. But, yeah. And
I'm with your friend.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a good idea.
When I talk to my sister, she goes, yeah. See, you know, I've always been kind of, I mean, not always, but I'm thinking about, well, IGO will probably be where I'll end up at.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I am or not because of my daughter. My daughter's going to end up in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
So I don't know if they're going to, you know, have their own spots back there and all, you know, all the family ends up back there in Pennsylvania that, just hold my remains, put me on the mantle. Yeah.
Right, take me wherever you go.
Yeah, on my birthday, have a party, throw a shot of tequila in, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's, those are tough things to think about.
Yeah, but you have to. Now, so, I'm talking to Darlene McCusker from the Veterans Home, and we're talking about 153 spots there, but they're all filled. And the waiting list for the, just for the assisted care is how long?
I don't know what their current wait list is, but it's about probably 6 months to
about
a year.
About 6 months.
I can't tell you how many married couples have come through to tour lately, so I know there is a married, you know, there's a couples list. It's like we had nobody for a little while, and then we got the three rooms filled.
We could have just sold everything and moved right
in
there.
Yeah, you and Linda could have.
But you don't take dogs.
Correct.
Oh, well.
And your dog is super cool. Where is your dog?
My dog is...
Is he not here today?
Last time I saw him, he was laying on the bed.
Oh.
And, because, you know... And,
good for him.
Yeah, well, Linda is right now being the little cyclone of who she is, and she and the dog are someplace today.
That's great.
So, who knows? Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about the ins and outs of proper windshield repair than Jeff Wurst. That's right. For the worst, or for the best, call the worst. Call Wurst. That's it. He's been repairing windshields for longer than some people have been around, and he is truly an expert. I call him the Windshield Whisperer, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. And he fixed one, like about an 8-inch crack on my windshield on my old truck, the Red Rover, and it lasted 18 years. That's right. Don't fool around with your family safety. You don't want to be driving down the road and have something go all the way across while you're trying to get someplace. For a free inspection and analysis, come on down to 3208 South Market Street. Let Jeff take a look at it. He takes it into a climate-controlled area, he fixes it, and he guarantees it. Can't get any better than that. Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Like I said, it's a free inspection and analysis, and Jeff is a straight-shooting guy. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back with...
I got you!
And by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, the Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey Block Beverage, S&L Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Thank you.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendel. About 7:50 in the morning here on the 27th of April. 51 degrees today, and it may have a chance of rain and thunderstorms all day today and tonight. Doesn't look like it right now, but it's also mostly sunny. So how do you get that? I love these National Weather Service.
My car was wet this morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. The only jewelry store we ever visit is Four Winds Jewelry. Why? Because they have a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. It's locally owned. It's locally operated. Been in the business here in town over 30 years. They've got the only watch repairman, the only stone cutters here. You can design your own jewelry down there like we did for our wedding rings 18, 19 years ago, whatever it was. Don't tell Linda I just said that. It's 18 or 19. I have to go back and think. And they've been voted best in the North State 4 years in a row, and that's because they really are good people at Four Winds Jewelry. Please, if you're thinking about shopping for jewelry, if you're looking for that special piece or that something special for your loved one or yourself, head on down there, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Darlene McCusker from the Veterans Home right here in Redding and Shasta County. All the rooms are filled. Now, you also do outreach, and we were talking during the break.
Mm-hmm.
You go down to Good News Rescue Mission.
I do. Part of my job is outreach. I would love to come and speak to community groups. I've done presentations at various things, but last summer, the Good News Rescue Mission started what they call their summer block parties. So once a month, they were having a block party. I think it was on Wednesdays or Thursdays, and, you know, from 8:30 or 9 to 11 or so, and they would have, you know, 30, 40 vendors. They close down, I think it's Veda Street.
Yeah.
They block it off, and they would have, you know, breakfast for the unhoused and just all kinds of resources out there. There's, you know, different departments throughout the state. There's, you know, Nation's Finest was out there, you know, all kinds of representatives just, you know, offering services. And then,
sure.
So that was, you know, 3 months during the summer, and I just thought, well, wait a minute, why are we stopping there? Because there's, you know, it's a year-round 365-day operation out there. Yeah, so
365 days a year, seven days a week, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And we had the tours out there. And let me tell you, my friends, we were blessed to have something or an organization, an entity like Good News Rescue Mission. And I can't say enough for the people that work out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
my.
James has been wonderful. Oh,
well, it's... it's all of them. And, you know, starting with Jonathan at the very top and all the way down. We met all of their people there and totally impressed. My two buddies and I were totally impressed.
Yeah, I did. I was in Leadership Reading a couple of years ago, and we did an entire day out there. And, boy, what a perspective change.
Yeah, because we were talking about things that seemed out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And they have so many things that are out of the ordinary, it is ordinary to them. But for you and me, it would be totally out of the ordinary. Yeah. No, they just, you know, they just take that in and keep trucking.
Yeah, well, when I was a police officer, I was in downtown Sacramento, and so I dealt primarily with, you know, homeless people, but that was 25 years ago, and, you know, the society was different, and so, you know, arrest was usually how we dealt with that arrest or taking them to mental health, but it changed my perspective some when we did that day at Leadership Reading, and I look forward to going out there, so... after the block parties ended, you know, and the weather's cooler, I just thought, well, wait a minute, why are we stopping here? Why don't we go out to where they are to make it easier? And so I reached out to James at the mission, and he has been wonderful. And I just said, you know, what if myself and a rep from Nation's Finest and a rep from the County Veterans Services Office and a rep from the VA social work team, what if we just went out there, you know, once a month? And so we do. And we have been. So we've gone out once a month on Thursdays from 9 to 11. And the four of us are just, you know, at a table. And the mission is now asking people who come to them if they're veterans or not. And so they know when we're going to be there. And if they're still there at that time, they'll bring them into us. And we all just kind of wrap around and see what services we can provide.
Now, just to keep it as superficial as we can because of privacy, you found a veteran.
Yeah.
An elderly veteran.
Yeah, very elderly.
Who is now living at the VA.
Very elderly.
Probably his life has changed dramatically.
Oh, my gosh. We many of us
don't
at
cry.
That moment.
Don't cry.
How do you know? Many of us cried on, his, on the day he was let in. Yeah.
Yeah.
His 95-year-old veteran, and he just happened to be at the mission that day, and the four of us kind of looked at each other and wrapped around him and
picked him up and carried him out.
Well, we all wanted to take him home with us that day, and I, you know, I kind of took the lead on this one because CalVet, you know, there's an application process, and everybody gets different points. Like
sure.
if you were a prisoner of war, or if you are a Medal of Honor recipient, or if you don't have a stable home to live in. Homeless doesn't just mean living under a bridge, you know, somewhere.
Yes.
Homeless also means I sleep on your couch this week and I sleep somewhere else next week or whatever. But he didn't have a stable place to live, and we wrapped around, and he actually got on the bus from the mission by himself, and he showed up at our doorstep, and I gave him a tour, and our admissions team worked with headquarters in Sacramento, and we pushed that guy through, and we got him in within a week.
Okay.
And that is wonderful, and he's there, and he's thriving. And then the last time I went, we found a 90-year-old veteran who's out there and doesn't have a stable home either. So I think that one's going to be a little bit slower, just the circumstances are different. But, you know, we're out there doing what we can to find people and,
you know,
meet with them where they're at.
I realize, you know, you get in what is it, 50?
55.
You have to be 55. And, you know, and if you're not homeless and you're just wanting, you know, you just want to move into that.
Absolutely.
When you get into something like this, there should be a couple exceptions. Because
yeah.
they're not going to be there for a long time.
Well, right. And nobody should live like that. You know, homeless or not, veteran or not.
Right.
Like, you know, everybody should have a safe place to live out their last years. But we do have rooms that are open. We have up to 153 residents, but we do have, you know, a few openings. So
sure, you
we're
have
not completely
to.
Full.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So the application process to apply for it, to apply to get into the home.
They can call admissions. That phone number is 530-224-3800 and ask for an application to be mailed to them. Or they can come by 24 hours a day and pick up an application, or they can go online on the CalVet website.
Okay.
And
if you're 100% disabled, how much is – I mean, it costs – it's – if. You have your income there.
Yes.
And you take a portion of that.
Correct.
Not all of it.
Right.
By any chance.
Oh, gosh.
But,
if I could live on, you know, what they pay, that would be amazing.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
But they take, like, what, half depending on how much you make?
So if you live on if you live on the RCFE side, the assisted living side, it's 55% of your gross monthly, regardless. So if you make $1,000 and I make $10,000, then you're paying $550 and I'm paying $5,500. So it's a sliding scale, just depending on whatever your income is. On the skilled nursing side, it's 70% of your gross monthly, so $700 or $7,000. But service connection is so huge, and so many people don't even know about it. But it's you know.
If
it's benefits that you're entitled to, but if you're 70% disabled or greater, so up to 100, you know, or I think there's people who are even more than 100%. I don't understand that part.
Well,
but
neither do I.
Yeah,
so I'm not. But when Troy comes in, he can.
I love Troy.
Yeah,
he will totally be able to.
So he can. Oh, that group down there.
They do
so
such good work. Yes.
Anyway, so if you're over 70%,
if you're over 70% service connected and you require the skilled nursing level, then you pay $0 to live there.
Yeah.
Which is just, I mean,
yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah. But if you're 70% disabled, that means, you know, you've suffered some serious disabilities because of your time in the service, and we absolutely should honor that. So it's just a way to give back. But on the RCFE side, it doesn't matter service connection or not. Yeah. You know, everybody pays 55% regardless, but it's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a good deal when you consider how much you pay out in town.
Well, and it's
for that.
A beautiful home, and we have great staff and great residents. It's one big family.
Okay, we've reached our last minute here. People can come out for tours.
Absolutely.
What's the phone number?
They can call me at 224-3814, and then it's just easier for me to pull up my calendar because I'm always here or there or out. So 224-3814 for tours. We're also always looking for new entertainers and new ideas for outings or whatever. So you can reach out to me as well because I don't have Mark's phone number memorized, but I can get you to the right person. So,
okay.
224-3814.
Darlene, thank you so much.
Thank
you all
Carl.
Do so much out there, and we're so proud of y'all.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, when we come back from the news, Kevin Cry, District 1 Supervisor, will join us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. Presidential security is under the microscope. It's being reviewed at the White House following Saturday evening's attack. The White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C.
Chief of Staff Susie Wiles will hold a meeting this week with officials from the White House Operations Team, the Secret Service, and the Department of Homeland Security to discuss security protocol at events with the President. There are several large, high-profile events in the months ahead where Donald Trump is expected to participate. Among them, he's set to mark the nation's 250th anniversary, oversee the U.S. co-hosting the World Cup, and hold political rallies ahead of November's midterm elections. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House reconvenes today, may vote on a bipartisan bill to fully fund the Department of Homeland Security, and that includes the Secret Service. Iran's latest peace proposal reportedly lacks one key ingredient sought by the U.S. That's a pledge by Tehran to give up its nuclear ambitions.
Two officials with knowledge of the Iran proposal say Tehran also wants the U.S. to end its blockade of the country as part of its proposal to lift its chokehold on the strait. Oil prices are rising after negotiations between the U.S. and Iran stalled over the weekend, and a standoff in the strait remains despite a ceasefire. Iran's foreign minister is in Russia Monday to meet President Vladimir Putin as part of a trip that includes stops in Pakistan and Oman. Meanwhile, Pakistan's leaders are continuing to try to bridge significant gaps between the two countries to revive the talks. I'm Charles Tillesesma.
Last night's powerful storm swept North Texas, left at least two people dead, and there is a good deal of property damage as well. Portions of Oklahoma were also hard hit by the storms. The Dow's down 114 points, NASDAQ off 53. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Billed as the largest powwow in North America, final year of the Gathering of Nations wrapping up over the weekend in New Mexico.
We're here on the last day for the last dance, so this is the last Gathering of Nations. So this powwow has been a major feature here in Albuquerque for more than 40 years, attracting people from all over the world to come and see the amazing dances and the drumming and the competitions that they have every year as part of this festival. And to see the grand entry is just amazing. You have dancers filling the arena with all of their colorful regalia and bells jingling, drums beating. It is really something to see.
And that's correspondent Susan Montoya Bryan. A couple of Israeli political heavyweights, Naftali Bennett and Yair Lapid, planning to join forces in the upcoming elections, did to unseat Prime Minister Netanyahu. News and analysis, townhall.com. Growing number of cash-strapped blue states, Maine among them, are pushing higher taxes on top earners, but there are warnings it's a strategy that could backfire.
Critics are calling it a risky strategy, pointing to Maine's recent hike on top earners to 9.15%, now among the highest in the nation. They argue these policies could drive wealthy residents, including small business owners, out of the state, shrinking the tax base. With states like California and New York already near the top, opponents say lower tax red states stand to benefit from the migration.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says lawmakers in Illinois and New Jersey are weighing new millionaire taxes, while Washington State has already enacted a 9.9% rate on top incomes. King Charles arriving in Washington, D.C. today. It's a four-day state visit aimed at celebrating the United States' 250th anniversary. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 27th of April, 8:05 in the morning, news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. And Alex is with me.
Good morning.
And he was going over his birthday, and he lied to me, and I believed him. You're older than
stretch
I.
Stretch the truth a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah, you're getting close to dirt age.
No,
you're not that old. Okay. So it's National what?
Babe Ruth Day and Prime Rib Day.
There you go. Today's weather, and I'm sorry, this is what it says here. Mostly sunny with a high near 69, but a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms before 3 p.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 3 and 5. And tonight, rain. But mostly clear. Chance of precipitation is 30%. So let's take it, say 70%, it won't. Tomorrow, it's going to be beautiful. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then maybe Sunday, a slight chance of rain, mostly sunny with a high near 78. It's going to go all the way up to about 84 and it's on Friday and 87 on Thursday. So it's coming back. So sunny days and then maybe a little bit of rain. Okay. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is an Anderson-based company, family-owned company. I've been in the business close to 30 years, the Kenny family. Discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers with outstanding support. Good people, the Kenny family. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. My guest today is Kevin Kreis, First District Supervisor, running for re-election. Good morning, Kev.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Fine. Fine, Kev.
I like the mustache. It's new.
Rodeo. And right. I do this every year. And 2 years ago, got away from me. It's starting to get away from me now. And Linda said it looked like I had a Pomeranian on my face. So I'm going to try.
I think it's a good look.
You know what? You know, guys like it.
Well,
I'm not too sure about, you know, Linda goes, it's his face. So, and I kind of take that
well,
as
well. She has to look
okay.
at it.
Yeah, she has to look at it. You know, she goes, I love kissing hair. And I'm like, well, I'm trying to keep it trimmed. Okay. Kevin, for people that don't know you, let's talk about who you are first. Where do you come from?
Oh, man.
And all that. I mean, you're a local guy. You're a local boy.
Who am I? I don't know. So definitely a child of God, but I'm the lesser half of a great union of 27 years to my beautiful bride, Sarah,
okay,
who is probably on her way to Foothill High School right now. I don't think they start till 8:30. But
what does she do?
She's a PE teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
been, all right.
Been a,
been well, that makes sense.
Yeah, been in education a long time. She was did English and language arts at junior high at the very, very beginning of her career and then switched over to physical education. But have three great kids, and then I have an amazing grandson, and he's 2 years old, just turned 2 years old a couple days ago. So in terms of the family, it's that's really just the the backbone of really who I am and what I care about, especially given the last 4 or 5 months of my life.
It
makes you take a greater account of what you have.
We're going to talk to that, but where did you grow up at?
I grew up in Anderson.
Okay.
I've lived in every district at some point.
Okay.
I've lived in Palo Cedro, Cottonwood, Anderson, Shasta Lake or Central Valley. So lived all over Shasta County. Was born in Orange County, but we moved here when I was about 3.
Okay.
And went to Anderson High School, class of 94, went away to Butte for a year, then came back, finished at Shasta and Simpson, then got my postgraduate work at National.
So you got your degree from Simpson,
mm-hmm.
and what, a master's?
No, I got my teaching credential from National University.
Okay, from National.
Yeah, but I don't teach anymore in terms of mm-hmm. Formal public education. But yeah, I've, really getting into politics in 21.
Wait a minute, let's go into your businesses.
Okay.
Because you didn't get into politics really till 4 years ago. I mean, serious.
Correct.
So you had businesses here in town.
Yep. I've had, I've been a strength conditioning coach for, anything from elementary kids to pro athletes, essentially, most of my adult life, but then, in about 2015, 16.
And you had a gym or a physical fitness facility?
Yeah, I've had a couple, personal training or performance, studios, but, really in, 2015, I switched over to tech and started getting into tech a little bit. And, really what I realized in that is it's better just to focus on your strengths. I wasn't a tech guy, but, was working with, a group, and we developed a technology for education, and then I switched to a technology for sports, and it really dumped me into American Ninja Warrior. And I haven't told this story in a long time, but I couldn't kill a gopher in my backyard. It was just tearing up my backyard. It was like Caddyshack. So I just literally bulldozed the entire thing and said, we're going to start over. And I decided to build a Ninja Warrior course because my son at the time was like 3 or 4 years old, and we loved watching it. And so I got into the Ninja Warrior world, and that led to being a talent agent. And then from the talent agency, we started doing big live events. And so now I've got, long story skipping ahead, I've got 7 companies. Most of them deal with kids and camps and physical fitness in some capacity.
Okay. Ninja Warrior.
Yep.
I've watched, I just happened to see one the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's on...
The reruns are always on, too.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
If it's on, I'll watch it. And it's incredible.
I mean,
the things that they...
The
things that they have to do. Okay. You've been very transparent about your health.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people aren't. So can you give us kind of a brief synopsis of what happened and where we are now?
Sure. Yeah. So, if I go way back, a couple years ago, I was having some intestinal issues. And because I switched my diet and I'm getting older, I was like, all right.
Yeah, but you're not old.
Well, I'm 49. Not old at all. Not old at all, but, and again, I think age is really just, you see some 40, I was at the gym at 4:30 this morning, and then I had cardiac rehab at 6. So this is almost time for lunch. But, for me, I had, had issues a couple years ago, and then thought, okay, after about a year, I'm like, I'm gonna get checked out. And then, Dr. Paul DeNuca just got elected.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm gonna go to Ashland or Sacramento or somewhere else, cause I don't wanna be sitting in a political, some type of committee or meeting, and I've got DeNuca. And that's really silly of me, but that's how I felt. So another year goes by, and I saw Dr. DeNuca at an event and said, hey, look, I got to come see you. It's been a couple years. So he got me in like within a week and removed a bunch of polyps and said, hey, this is serious. He wasn't really happy with me at all. I'd been scolded like that by a teacher maybe when I was like in junior high. He was literally just not happy with me, and I don't blame him. So wound up I have late stage 3 cancer. I started chemo December 30th, and then was trending towards the protocol they had me on, and then I had a heart attack February 24th. So
was this a like an
it wasn't an, because an, of the it, chemo
no okay but it wasn't a, I mean it's just an infraction. It wasn't obviously the Widowmaker.
No, I had a fully blocked rear artery, so they put a stent in. And there's a litany of things that happened to me probably over the last 2 to 5 years that were the perfect storm. And if I wasn't in the physical shape I'm in, I don't know that, I would be, I don't want to say here right now, but I would say it would definitely be different.
Well, you are you know, you're into physical fitness and all this. And when this happens to somebody like you, it's a, I mean, it's, it should be a, you should be a poster boy.
Yeah. Well, I've had a lot of people.
Did you have colon cancer in your family?
None.
See, and you're 49, and most of the time they say, when do they say start?
Now they say 45.
45. Well,
but if it's in your family, you should start.
Yeah,
like 30.
They start them a lot earlier.
But okay. I've had three people come to me who got tested because of what I said, and all found polyps, and they've two of them I didn't know, one person I did know.
And here's one of the things: colon cancer can be prevented.
Very, very preventable.
You get a regular colonoscopy, and what causes the cancer is these polyps. And if they find a polyp in there, they just snip it off. And in some cases, most cases, it's slow growing. So you've got a real chance here.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if you have not had a colonoscopy, here's a big shout out to people that you need to have one.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a simple procedure. Mm-hmm. And, it may be a little messy, but messy getting ready for it, but it's a simple procedure. You're in there for like 10 minutes and you come out, you feel really good. I mean, whatever they use there, it is some good stuff when you wake up.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this.
It can save your life.
Absolutely. I'll tell you this. Having both of these things happen to me, I really count them as a blessing because it's really helped me understand where we truly are as a community in terms of access to quality medical care and, you know, just overall access.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a couple minutes.
Absolutely.
I'm here with Kevin Cry. He's District 1 supervisor and running for re-election. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And Judy, it's not her first rodeo, my friend. She's been doing this since 1993. So she's got insurance under one division and financial management under the other. And with all the things going on in our economy and our government and insurance and all this, perhaps you need a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401s. How about your personal insurance? Well, Judy Maxwell is offering a free review and evaluation of your insurance needs and your financial management direction. Give her a call at 530-221-0441. Set up an appointment with one of her experts or Judy for this free review and evaluation. And they may tell you that, hey, everything's fine, just keep on going. Or they may have some really, really good ideas, save you money and give you better coverage, or to have some ideas about how you've got your money invested. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 530-221-0441. And we'll be right back with Kevin Cry.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReddingRodeo.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always tell people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, Here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Reading Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. I want to remind everybody that the Reading Rodeo is coming up here on May 13th to the 16th, and Friday and Saturday night are already sold out. So, but you have Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday is Native American Appreciation Night, and you'll get a chance to look kind of a mini Stillwater powwow with dancers out there. Thursday is family night. Of course, Friday is tough enough to wear pink, and Saturday is Patriot night. And like I said, Friday and Saturday are sold out, but there's still some tickets left for Wednesday and Thursday, and it's a good chance to go and watch one of the top 35, 40 rodeos in the United States is right here in Reading. Nationally televised, it's a great event, and it's a lot of family fun at the Reading Rodeo. You can buy your tickets at readingrodeo.com. Don't go anywhere else because you'll pay a lot more, and they may not even be good tickets. Readingrodeo.com and get your tickets. I'm here with Kevin Cry, District 1 Supervisor, run for re-election. Okay. Kevin, the Measure B, got enough signatures to be on the ballot. And but we know that it's going to, no matter, well, if it passes, it's going to be challenged.
It'll pass.
It'll be challenged immediately by the state of California, who will put a lawsuit against it. Would you vote to fight that lawsuit?
You know, I would definitely I would want to look at what the path is. You don't want to throw money at a completely failed process, like if there is no bridge to get there. But the one thing is, if we have a 0.5% chance, then I absolutely would. I mean, and again, this comes down to what the voters want. If the voters vote this down, then it's a dead issue. Then you know the voters don't care. But I think the voters are going to vote this through by a really large margin. I mean, I don't know if it'll be as big as the city of Reading said no to more taxes, you know, and how Measure A, you know, was crushed. But I do believe that it's our responsibility to listen to the citizens. And if they vote for that, I think there's a lot of precedent there to say, you know, this is something we have to look at.
Well, there's another measure that I think they've got enough signatures now that is calling for voter ID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not the rest of this stuff, but
correct,
the voter ID.
Mm-hmm.
And if that passes, even if the state's fighting yours, because yours, not yours, but Measure B,
sure,
that goes to, but also same day balloting, paper balloting, you know,
a lot of stuff
on there.
So you would then
if the state came after and sued us, you would fight that.
Well, it just depends. Like I said, it's a conversation to say what the path forward is. You know, and that's something that, you know, I'm sure people are going to be, very outspoken about. And then, I'm just waiting to, find the results. Like once the results are in and we find out, you know, mid to late June, once, you know, ballots are counted and done and certified, then we go forward. But also, because the other election is in November, you know, there's a statute of limitations, which isn't going to be 6 months. It'll be longer. So I think it's going to buy the supervisors plenty of time to make some decisions about how to go forward.
Okay. And you've pointed out many times about medical care here in Shasta County. Part of medical care is mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the people we see on the streets are mental health cases.
Well,
one way or the other.
Well, yeah, it's either is there mental health issues because of drugs, or are they on drugs because of mental health?
There was a not a measure, but an organization. They wanted to build a behavioral health campus, True North Behavioral Health Campus. Mm-hmm. You voted against that.
I did.
Okay. Tell us why.
Well, Signature Healthcare is a disaster. So, I mean, we could start there. You look at their lawsuits and the way they run the facilities right now. Also, there is a lot of, I mean, if you look, Carl, one of the things that a lot of people don't know is we continue to have more residential treatment places, more recovery places, and our population isn't growing. So, you know, there comes a point, you know, if you build it, they will come to a point. And I'm not saying this is true with just the True North, but you have to look at the whole package of who's getting involved, why they're involved, what's their, you know, what's their North Star, what do they care about? And, I mean, I just have a lot of issues with, how that whole project was put together. And also, you know, if you look, there wasn't any award in the state that even came close to what that group was asking for. So if people want to pin that on the supervisors for not getting behind it, there's no way because.
Well, the first vote, or y'all voted to, send a letter, opposing this.
Correct.
And what was that? 3-2 vote or
yeah, I think so. Well, and I'll tell you what was a big determining factor too was I reached out to quite a few supervisors in other counties, and it was a comical joke to them. They're like, "Yeah, of course we signed that. Why would we not want that in Shasta County? We don't want it in Glenn County. We don't want it in Butte County." I mean, so just you go down the list, and everyone mm-hmm. touts, "Oh, we had all these surrounding communities." Well, of course they did. You know?
Well, then the, I mean, because the head of Health and Human Services had questions about it. And
correct.
Then a week or two later, she changed her mind and said, no, I'm all for this now.
Well, because the situation had changed.
Okay. I mean, what's the situation?
Well, and I don't remember the exact details, but the state made a bunch of concessions about things that we wouldn't be responsible for. And that's why I even supported at the end saying, hey, I'm okay with going to that next step, but as long as all, because that was the thing for me, it was really about how are we going to pay for it. I didn't want to be on the hook for something, because I knew on the things that I'm working on and other supervisors are working on, that if we sink money into something like this, which really I think also was a cash grab, because you have people that jump from nonprofit to nonprofit that are trying to do as many and as, you know, and it's like, hey, I'm a capitalist. I have no problem with someone trying to make money. But at the same time, let's be reasonable about how, I mean, I got to tell you, that's why I'm just going to say, let's be reasonable about our approach and what we're getting behind. That's why I'm so supportive of Jonathan Anderson. I mean, here's a guy in the trenches doing the work, makes a very, very modest income for the amount of work he does and the organization he runs. So, you know, I really like to make sure we're investing money and not spending it. And I don't like things going to salaries and benefits.
Okay. The,
and I could go on and on
and
about
and
it. Because the family dynamics.
Jonathan Anderson, the things that they are accomplishing down there is just fantastic.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't think anybody will ever argue that one.
Well, but I'll make it just a quick thing, too. Is because I want to talk about family dynamics and how that was different. But when we talk about, you know, look at the pallet shelters with United Way. I mean, the city of Reading, you know, paid $1 million for like, you know, a handful of pallet shelters. Well, that's getting closed down, you know. And then Jonathan Anderson with a longer term plan has his pallet shelters, you know, campus right there by the mission and has, this, you know, and so it's just like you look at this stuff and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you could never run a business like this. But the United Way and other organizations just freaking have so much money poured into them. I just think, man, like, you could see that coming a mile away.
Is it United Way or Isn't United Way going away here?
Well, for the pallet shelters, I believe they are. I mean, I had heard.
There's another big, what was the other one? There's United Way and,
I don't know.
Anyway, but they're kind of like closing down there. I don't know if it's United Way. I'll check on that.
I think since COVID and the Minnesota daycares, like with the Learing Center, yeah. Not the Learning Center, the Learing Center and all the IHSS fraud they found now in yeah. California, I think people are just going to be cracking down on it and it's going to, you're going to start seeing some of these slowly fade away, and then the ones that are doing great work are going to rise up.
Well, the state of California was not keeping track of the $27 billion, so it's going to take a while to figure out which were working and which weren't. Anyway, hey, I'm here with Kevin Cry, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Established 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. I found them in 2007 when I moved here to Reading, and I've never gone to another barber. Great barbers, always had a great haircut. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's got, you know, heads on the wall. It's got all types of little plaques and everything. It's kind of cool. It's kind of a guy, a man's den, kind of a, you know, a man den, man room. That you can make appointments to go to, which is, I always appreciate that. So it works on my schedule. I call them at 530-244-9478, or I go to Booksy and put in Cypress Square, and you can look out for months ahead of time for hours that are open, days that are open, and you can set it up, send you a text saying you've got that confirmed, and send you a text or a email that day telling you you've got a haircut to remind you. Cypress Square Barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Kevin Cry.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey, Dark Beverage, S&L Group, and Reading Ranch Arena. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Shasta County is built by real people. Families working hard, small business owners taking risks, neighbors who care about this community. But in District 1, too many decisions are made without the people living with the consequences. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for District 1 Supervisor to fight for the people who make this county work, to protect public safety, strengthen mental health services, and defend taxpayer dollars with accountability. This seat doesn't belong to insiders or politicians. It belongs to the people. It's time to take back our seat.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2026.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241 8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com. Don't you cry.
Hey, welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
See what I'm doing there? I'm playing cry songs.
You're playing what?
All the songs are about crying or cry, have cry in the
oh, cry no course.
Yeah. Oh, okay, got it. Yeah. Okay. That's 20, April. It must be, if this was 4:20, I could understand that. But it's 4:27, April the 27th, 8:34 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to stroke and cardiac care, every second matters. That's why Shasta Regional Medical Center is honored to hold a gold award from the American Heart Association, recognizing exceptional care and advanced treatment when it counts. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, where healing is important to everyone there. I'm with Kevin Cry, Shasta District 1 Supervisor, run for re-election. Healthcare access. Dr. Mu came out and said we're in a crisis, but not an emergency.
Correct.
Okay.
Healthcare crisis.
Healthcare crisis. An emergency, I mean, that opens up doors and all types of things.
It's just different, yeah.
It's different, but it's a lot more serious. But we're in a crisis here. One of the things you're running on is expanding healthcare access.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how.
Well, we've already added residencies. And so here's the thing, Carl, is a lot of people get into office. They might spend 4 or 6 years, maybe even 8. And you look back at what they did, and they really usually approve a lot of consent items, or maybe once every 20 or 30 years there's something big. But for me, you know, when I started looking at moving the needle in areas that people were really hurting, I looked at, you know, medical care access and realizing there's a lot of people that have to go to Ashland for a rheumatologist, or, you know, they're going to Davis for a diabetic clinic or whatever. And when Dr. Danuka was running his city council race and talked about, you know, building a medical school, it was brilliant. You know, he got elected, and I think he would have got elected no matter what he ran on because he's a good man. But I asked him, I said, hey, like, you know, obviously you have no jurisdiction over that, but unpack that for me. What do you think? And so as we got to talking more about it, I realized that this is something that really needed a dedicated person working, you know, 24/7 essentially on bringing data forward and see, like, why is Davis, you know, always flirted with the idea to Chico, or they were supposed to go in the Shasta College downtown building, you know, just, you know, maybe a couple hundred yards from here, and they backed out. They paid a lot of money to get out of that lease. Why does that keep happening? So we hired a consultant by a vote of 4-1. I mean, we had 4 supervisors wanting to hire the consultant we hired. Mr. Street did a great job, got the ball to where it was, could be handed off to this committee that was formed, which is Simpson University, Dr. Irene Salter, Dean Germano, Dr. Danuka, and many other stakeholders. And they went on that trip to Pikeville. And there's many medical schools that would be a possible model, but the one in Appalachia, you know, was the one that they decided to visit. And from an economic, even if you just take the medical side away from it, but the economic impact this would have on Shasta County would probably be the biggest, not just infrastructure, not just the biggest economic boom, but also it's going to greatly increase medical care, and it'll probably be the biggest thing since Shasta Dam was built. I mean, realistically, in terms of infusion of cash and people into the community.
In Pikeville, 7,000 people, they graduate like 120 students a year.
150, I think.
150. And they were backed by the coal companies because it cost, I think last thing I heard was $140 million to get this thing off the ground.
Yeah.
But we're talking 5-6 years down the road. I mean, even if it started today.
First class would be 2030, it looks like.
Yeah. So what about, though, now? People were short doctors here. People are still, they're traveling just like you said.
Yeah.
We've got a new cancer center that's getting ready to open, but I don't know if they have.
How many cancer docs do we have there?
Right.
I heard we have one.
Well,
and I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true.
Well, I've heard one or two.
Yeah.
That they've got signed up. But what about access right now? How are we moving that ball
Carl,
forward?
When's the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago, right? 20 years ago. When's the next best time? Today. And here's the issue, right? Like, after my heart attack, I wasn't even supposed to walk very much. Like, I could walk to go to the bathroom from the couch and other stuff with my recovery, but I'm looking at, hey, where do I want to be in a year? And I hate the fact I have to walk on a treadmill at 2.5. Not now. I got to run this morning for the first time since my heart attack, but the reality is they want you to walk at 2.5 for 20 minutes. And it just seems so nominal, but it's like building towards something. So for what we're talking about with this medical school and the way we could grow our own doctors here locally, I mean, if a kid plays, you know, in Palisadro Little League or plays Pop Warner football for the Shasta Junior Wolves, or they play AAU out in, you know, Central Valley for the youth, you know, for the NorCal Heat, they're going to wind up staying here if they grew up here. And if they go away to do their undergraduate work, get their BA, they come back to medical school, they do their residency here, the chances of them leaving already would be like slim to none. And that's, now you throw in the fact that they're probably going to meet their spouse here, who's probably from here. I mean, this is how we're going to solve the problem in 10 years. And our first class will be 2030, which is only, you know, 3 or 4 years away. It's going to be here before we know it.
And the so you're standing by, you're totally behind this.
I mean,
how can you not be?
Well, it's something I started. I mean, you know, I with a conversation with Dr. Danuka and I, you know, and some of the biggest detractors, Carl, are some of the biggest fans now, because you have to have the vision, and that's why I'm running for Shasta County, because there's two or three other things, big things, that I know we can get done.
I'm going to get that in the next segment. Because things you want to try to accomplish or accomplish
in
the next
one. They're not even try. Like, I've done a bunch already. But I can lean on that experience and those results to catapult the next group of results.
One of the things the new, changing subject here, one of the things the new city manager, William Tarbo, I don't know if you've had a chance to meet him.
I have not.
He was on the show the other day. You might want to, if you get a chance, listen to it, because he was quite forthcoming. One of the things he's doing is bringing in this organization to take a look at all of the city bureaucracy.
Sure.
It's and you can call it a forensic audit is what he's doing. I've heard that from many of the candidates before at Shasta County, to have something like that. Is that something that you would take a look at?
So for the city of Reading?
No. For the county of Shasta.
Well, so here's the difference, right? You have candidates, or you have people at the city of Reading that have been there for a long time. And they're flipping clueless, Carl. If they don't know what's going on after being on the council for 4 to 8 years, they can't figure anything out. And here's the reality. The county, when I ran originally in 22, we talked about a forensic audit. But once you get in there and you start doing the work with someone like Nolda Short, who is a brilliant mind, as our auditor-controller, and then you also work with like Dave Rickert, who is our county CEO. He was nearly a 25-year elected treasurer in Illinois, of a population of 500,000. I mean, like triple the size almost of Shasta County. That's, you know, the size of constituents, residents, and geographic mass that Dave Rickert was a treasurer for. So you take those two people, we don't need necessarily a forensic audit across every single department. There are some departments that we've actually really looked into and have made some adjustments, and that's something I think we'll talk about in the next segment, because, you know, I led the charge to audit a bunch of fees, 15 of them to be exact, and 13 came back wrong. Two of them benefited the taxpayer, and the other 11 hurt the taxpayer. So out of 15 fees, 11 fees hurt the taxpayer. So we had to adjust those. I led that.
So that's part of your lowering costs for families and businesses.
Absolutely.
All right.
And that's just one way. The other, I mean, that started with the, you know, in the ROV office. This predates, this was back to Kathy Darling Allen and Joanna Franciscat, who was the assistant ROV at the time. We had a notary come in and say that the fees were the highest in the state of California, and he provided information. And then the ROV's office and the clerk's office said, no, they don't understand how it works. I said, well, I don't buy that. So I went and talked to Nolda Short. We did an audit. We overcharged over $18,000. We had to refund a bunch of money to notaries. It was so skewed, Carl. It's like egregious. It's gross. And so that's what kicked off doing the 15 fees. And we're going to do that every single year. Every year I'm in office, we are going to audit more fees and making sure we're efficient. So when the city of Reading, of course, the council, you know, they chunked down $300,000 right off the bat. Well, if you've ran a business and you understand budgets and you understand infrastructure and efficiencies and delivering a service or product or good at the lowest possible competitive price you can, you do that internally. You don't have to just necessarily go to a forensic audit outside. I mean, that's a great hot button thing to say. And I don't blame one of the council members. One of the council members of the city of Reading was waving the flag saying, hey, this is really bad. Our budget's really off. This is all messed up. And people called it a charade. People called it grandstanding. And this individual was right.
Turned out she was right.
She was right.
And it's getting worse.
Well, yeah. And here's the funny thing is people are saying, you know, it wasn't like this person was saying, hey, we're going to hit an iceberg. This person said, we have hit the iceberg. There is ice on the deck. We're taking in water. The ship is starting to teeter. But yet other people just did videos and smiled and just said, hey, everything's okay. Meanwhile, behind you, like gas stations are blowing up. It's like the peaceful protest people during COVID. It's a peaceful protest here in Seattle. Okay. Anyway, I get a little fired up because I love this county and it needs to be more affordable. And taxing people is not the answer.
Okay. 8:44 in the morning, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and about Kevin Cry, District 1 Supervisor, running for re-election as our guest. And, okay, Kevin, if you get re-elected, what are some of the things that we should be looking for to help grow and make Shasta County succeed?
Yeah, it's not just about making Shasta County succeed. It's making sure Shasta County is as affordable as possible. And I'm going to continue to make sure that I, you know, protect essential county services and, you know, keeping the government spending under control and not trying to raise your taxes to compensate for, you know, well, I mean, we're not in a bad spot right now. I mean, the structural deficit that some people talk about, I mean, that's been a thing for over 10 years. So, you know, what's most important right now is making sure we continue to streamline stuff. Also, I want to make sure we, you know, add to the charter county. You know, that's one thing that I ran on in 22 was local control. And, you know, there have been two or three attempts in the city of Reading and Shasta County to be a charter county in the last 70 years. And, you know, we got that on the ballot, that my very first year, you know, I sponsored that. And then, of course, that went to the election in March of 24 and it passed. I also want to make sure that we continue to audit those fees and audit, you know, as many fees as we can a year that the auditor controller can do. The last two things, and these are the two bigger things, is, you know, I know if I'm not reelected, the chances of the medical school happening in Shasta County are probably slim to none, because it's going to take a lot of hard work. It's going to take a lot of coalition building, which we've done. We've got a lot of people on board now, and it's going to take bold leadership. And we have to make sure we do the work to make sure that our partners in a litany of buckets are feeling really good, and we go out and raise that money. I mean, I'm already talking to private entities and people out of town as well that I could turn over to Simpson and say, hey, look, this is something I think you should take a look at. And then the very, very last thing, and this is really specific to District 1, and this isn't in my jurisdiction, but I'm currently the chair of CERTA, which is the Shasta Regional Transportation Agency, and you're elected to be the chair by your fellow board members who are City of Reading, City of Shasta Lake, City of Anderson, and the Board of Supervisors sit on that committee. So I was elected to be the chair. And one of the things I want to do is I want to look at the Buenaventura Bridge over the Sacramento River, because the city of Reading, you know, has okayed not just 100 homes, but over 275 homes up in the area of where the car fire happened. And there is no south evacuation route. And they'll say, well, you know, this is actually going to be better for fire mitigation. Well, I live in Stanford Hills. There was 49 lots, half of them burnt down, and they had tile roofs. A lot of them had very sparse vegetation in their front yard. They had stucco for siding. So these were very fire this was a very fire resilient neighborhood, and half of them burnt to the ground. So this bridge at Buenaventura, I think there's a real opportunity to get this done. There is federal funding available, and also redesigning some of the downtown traffic. So I'm going to be meeting with Michael Webb at the City of Reading, as well as Sean Teagan, who is our executive director of CERTA. and looking at a really big project. And much like the medical school or the charter county and other things I've done, I mean, they're big ideas, but they can be executed. I mean, when people told me, you know, you're never going to be able to train kids as a personal trainer in Shasta County, there's not enough. Well, I did that. And then people said, you're never going to have a talent agency in Little Redding, California. Well, I've got a great talent agency representing Olympians, actors, singers, songwriters from all over the country here in Redding. I can do big things, and I can put big teams together and, you know, win reelected. We're going to keep pushing, and we're going to make Shasta County the best place. And I already think it is the best place, but we're on the brink of losing it if we don't really buckle down and do some things well and don't look to just tax people to get there.
One of your opponents has brought up the question of flock camps.
I don't have opponents. Okay. I'm running for Shasta County.
All right.
Other people running. How
other
about
people
that?
Running. One of the other people running has questions about flock cameras and rights to privacy.
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion?
I have questions too. Right now, you have no expectation of privacy with your license plate. I mean, if a person really wants to be a big constitutionalist, take your license plate off, stop paying taxes, open carry all you want. Now you're a constitutionalist. So when you talk about the flock cameras, if those were ever abused, you know, and actually that is something that I'm looking back into. I mean, it passed on our consent calendar. I was supportive of it because in talking to the sheriff, I felt really good about what he said. I didn't feel like we were giving up any freedom. And they're not actually – people think as if there's these cameras that are, you know, seeing who's driving. And the way they're triggered is simply by the digits on your license plate. There's no facial recognition stuff in that. But I will say this.
It just give a description of your car and all that kind of stuff.
Well, exactly, yes. And it was really more around, you know, silver alerts, amber alerts, stolen vehicles, et cetera. So for me – you know, I felt good about it, but I had a couple constituents, you know, talk to me about it. So I said, I'll tell you what, I'll revisit it. So I actually have the contract from the flock cameras. Anybody that wants to talk to me about it, I'll be at Kaleidoscope at 8 a.m. this Friday, and you can come talk to me about it. I'll bring the flock camera contract. You could look through it with me because this it's on my schedule this week to take a look at it because I told a couple constituents I would.
Okay. What about the, you know, as we know, the city of Redding's in has nothing to do with you, but the city of Redding is having a real budget problem.
Well, it has to do with me because it's going to
impact on all of us.
Other people's screw ups are going to affect all of us.
Now, how's the budget going in for Shasta County? Y'all have not had those problems.
No, we're in the black, but it's brutal. We have some brutal decisions coming up. But you know, this is when the individuals like myself who really, really care about the taxpayer, and it's not platitudes. Like, I've done things, I mean, executed things, had votes on the board, executed on promises of being fiscally responsible with our tax dollars. The city of Redding's a disaster. They're like insolvent and almost bankrupt. And so for me, you know, it's really, really hard to stomach knowing that, you know, I have zero jurisdiction to help that process. And what was really tough was like watching a car accident in slow motion when you had a single council person bringing this stuff up and they were gaveled down or said it was a charade. It just is like baffling to me, Carl. It's like, you know, I just don't even know.
What about unfunded liabilities at the county level? Problem?
Oh, yeah, it's an absolute problem. And it's not something that was started 4 years ago. It was started in 2013.
It started
a
long time ago.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we have, you know, there's a lot of things, and this is the thing. There's a lot of people in
the county.
Do you
know how much it is?
I don't offhand.
But it's hundreds, millions.
Oh, yeah. It's high. And, you know, there's a lot of people in the county that I really think should make more money. Like, unquestionably, the work they do. I mean, I'll even just use the IHSS workers. I mean, you know, they do some of the hardest work imaginable. But they're also paid as some of the highest in the region for what they do. Could they make more money? Would it be great to give them more money? Absolutely. But there's no money available. I mean, we're looking right now at the county at making some really, really, really tough decisions because the state is asking us consistently to do a lot more with far less. And, you know, the money only goes so far. And this is where I think there's a lot of things on the table that I won't really unpack now because I'm working towards that with different, I won't say department heads, but I'm gathering information about some recommendations I'm going to have for the June budget hearings, which again, I took to 5 days. It used to be, you know, 10 minutes it would pass on a consent calendar during COVID. And, then, you know, Chair Patrick Jones at the time, he took it to a day. And then when I became chair for the 2 years I was chair back to back, I said, hey, this has got to be a week. got to be a week. And then, you know, Chair Kjellstrom has kept that going. And I think that's going to be the norm. I think the public.
How big is the budget?
$700 million, roughly.
Okay. How many pages?
Oh, geez.
Roughly. I mean, is it
700 or 800?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's definitely stripped down versions like crib notes that, you know, the public.
It's a lot of pages.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, it's a massive budget book, and they start working on that in the fall. So we pass the budget in June. They start working on the next one, you know, October, November. And then by January, they're really heavy into prepping the next year's budget.
Kevin, you got any events coming up?
Yeah, tonight at the Sheraton, we have the District 1 forum/debate for the Reading Chamber of Commerce. That's at 6:30. District 5 starts at 5:30, and then District 1 follows at 6:30. And then on Thursday, I have the Shasta County Central Committee, a Republican Central Committee event at Sequoia, and that's a forum at 6 p.m. You know, and I was the only supervisor candidate among both districts that are running right now that received the Shasta County Republican Assembly endorsement and the Shasta County Central Committee, Republican Central Committee endorsement. I was the only one that got both organizations supporting me. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm proud of that.
And how do people get a hold of you or your organization?
Well, they can always go to votekevincry.com. You can also go to Vote Kevin Cry on Facebook. You can call my cell. I give it out all the time, 530-780-6124. 530-780-6124. I mean, people always say, oh, I'm transparent. You can get a hold of me. And then they give you an Instagram handle or a Twitter handle. That's garbage. Give them your cell phone. If you really want to be transparent, give them your cell phone. Again, 530-780-6124. Call me, whatever. I'm available. And I'm at Coffee at Kaleidoscope every Friday at 8 a.m.
Okay. We're going to try and have all three of our candidates back here in May and for that kind of final push before the June primary. And tomorrow, Rebecca Barr Machado is going to be here from the Economic Development Corporation and Scarlet Rose talking about merchant mariners. Everybody, have a good day. We could be having thunderstorms or not. The weather forecast is a little strange.
Thank
but have Carl. A good day and God bless.